opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
There. Yet again, Aaron and Bob and I slide right into our seats at the last minute. Didn't we just unlock the front door and pop in here? And
Yeah. It's really hard to stop.
Hey, Aaron, you still have your keys in your hand. Put your car keys down.
I gave Bill the car keys. I threw them to him. I go, hey, go clean the windshield and get gas in the car. We got to go after this.
Good morning. You are joining We the People Radio. You are joining your hosts, Aaron Ryan, Elizabeth Woodward, and Bob Martin. We are streaming live and chatting at wethepeopleradio.us. You can give us a call at 530-605-4567. You are listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. We have our awesome guests, Carl and Linda Bott. You know, we don't thank them enough.
I have my lips pressed together because I always interrupt.
Yeah, I know you do.
I know, I'm an interrupter.
You are. And I'm a... slap the little face there, quiet.
See, how's that when I don't say anything? It's kind of stressful, isn't it?
It is.
Did you say our awesome guests?
Oh, I meant our awesome...
something else.
Our awesome station owners.
Forget?
Our owners, yes. I wasn't aware they were guests today, but...
Hey, they can be
we're
guests.
Flexible
you
here.
Don't know.
We are. Yes. They can call in anytime they want.
But they can never leave.
Yeah, so we cover everything under the umbrella of fiscal responsibility, limited government... and adherence to the Constitution.
And then sometimes we wander off.
And sometimes we wander way off track, but going on almost 2 years now. So if you go to wethepeopleradio.us, we have a great web page that lists every show we've ever done. You can click on any one of those links individually and send it out far and wide, because you will hear things here that you won't hear anywhere else.
And at the very least, if you've heard them somewhere else, you'll hear a lot more of it here.
Yeah. We have great guests. We usually give them ample time to tell their story. Love is delivery.
And I appreciate that more than anything.
Yeah, I really do, too. Sometimes more.
2 hours. Absolutely, since, you know, we promised you Rush Limbaugh last week, and then, you know, and we couldn't find him again. Gosh, it was just like, what's his face that I already forgot? Oh, James O'Keefe. But he is going to be on later because we blackmailed him into it.
Yeah.
He'll be on, like, I don't know, in a few weeks. So stay tuned.
Yeah. We'll wait with bated breath.
Absolutely.
So
Sunday morning though, that whole breath thing's kind of icky.
Yeah, since Reverend Peterson has got a tight schedule, we're going to jump right on the line. Is he with us, Bob?
He is.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks for having me on.
Hello. Yeah, it's a little tricky. We've been working on this for a while.
I know. Yeah.
You're a busy man.
I'm sorry?
You're a busy man.
I am. Thank God.
Yeah, you know, isn't that great?
Yeah, it's tough times for a lot of folks right now, and they're very concerned about what's going to happen with their families, with our country. The economic system is just broken, and so a lot of people are very concerned. And as a result, we've just been out there trying to help them, encourage them, also encourage them to get out there and vote so we can make a change, take back our country come November.
Hey, did you know that there are 30 million Christians across the nation that don't vote?
No, that aren't registered.
That aren't even registered?
Is that the not registered one?
I don't know. I didn't know it was that many.
Zillions of
them.
But
I'm not real surprised by it, because a lot of Christians are just lazy in their Christianity. They're not really, and I wish that it wasn't this way, but they're not leading the way. They're not walking by the light so the rest of the world can see. And it's just so unfortunate. That's why we can't get one of the reasons we can't get the right kind of people into government, because the Christians won't vote.
And there's such a strong correlation between conservative values, how this country was founded, and actual Christianity. And I don't know that they've made that connection.
You're right. And it's due to the brokenness of the family. The public education system is so deceptive. And the government is not an honest government. So if we can rebuild families and get fathers and mothers to be that example and guide the children in the right way to go, then when they go into the world, it wouldn't be so easy to deceive them, and we end up in the situation that we're in today.
Absolutely. Hey, so we were going to talk a little bit today about one of the more obvious tactics on the side of the left in running this current election campaign season. And ever since we elected our black president, all of a sudden racism has risen to the top again. And
yeah.
I find that kind of ironic, because truly, if we were a racist country, how did we put a black man in the president's seat?
That's right. When President Bush was in office, only 30% of black Americans thought that this was a racist society. And 30% is still too many, but it was 30%. Now that Obama is there, it's over 50% of black people think that this country is a racist society. And that is, they've been brainwashed to believe that. And when they elected Barack Obama back in 2008, I said, look, this election is about white guilt and black racism. And you're not going to be able to change the hearts and minds of the people by giving them a physical thing. They're going to have to see that they're wrong. They need a renewed heart, a renewed mind. And so now they elected this guy, and they're still using racism in order to manipulate and control white Americans. Whenever they want to get power, whether it's the liberal whites doing it or the black liberals doing it, whenever they want power, they just cry out racism. And I have to tell you, until white Americans get over that word, don't be afraid of it. It's only going to get worse rather than getting better.
And do you see that happening?
I do. It's happening right now. Look what Joe Biden did the other day in speaking to a group of blacks and some other races of people there. He said, Romney, I don't have the exact quotes in front of me, but something like Romney and the Republicans want to put y'all back in chains.
Yeah, wasn't that just
how
priceless?
Offensive. I'd want to go up there and slap him.
But you know what it is? They can say and do whatever they want. They can say what they want and get away with it. But had a Republican said the same thing, it would have been a big deal. The Democrats would have been yelling and screaming and calling him racism and insist that he resign. And the Republicans would have caved in and resigned or apologized or did something. But the liberals don't have to apologize. They do and say whatever they want. That's why we got to stop cowing down to these people.
So I've got a question. I've got your book here, which you signed. You actually signed a copy to Aaron and myself in Sacramento.
But I never saw it until today. Elizabeth's been hoarding it.
I've been hoarding the book. It's she doesn't even know we've got it.
Yeah, I just found out about it.
I'm not letting her have it. It's from and you talk about black conservatives. From rage to responsibility. So, in the black population in the United States, what percentage would you say truly live conservative family values?
Oh, that's a very good question. I would say about 10%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it's that way because for the last 50 years or so, black Americans have been deliberately brainwashed, dumbed down, and demoralized. When the government took over the family under Lyndon B. Johnson, they took the fathers away, and the government became the daddy, and the corrupt so-called leadership became the head of the people. And that's why you have nationwide 70% of black babies born out of wedlock, abortion out of control, 70% of Planned Parenthood abortion mills located in the inner cities around the country. Over 1,500 black babies are aborted every day. Year in and year out, 90 to 95% of black people vote for the Democratic platform. And even though they go to church, they talk about God, but they really don't know him. They don't have that personal, spiritual relationship with him.
Well, the abortion thing, some of those statistics I hadn't heard specific to the black community, but when we were in Denver, when I was in Denver, we watched the Runaway Slave movie. And you were in that with K. Carl Smith and a bunch of other people. But they brought up those statistics, and they in the movie, and I cannot remember the statistic, but it was that more black babies in New York, the state, or New York City were aborted than were born. Which, do you remember?
New York City.
In New York City, okay.
Yes.
So does that
Isn't
just...
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that was just stunning. And does that just not reach down to the people? Do they not see that?
No, they don't, because they've been lied to. They've been told that Planned Parenthood is there to help them with their medical issue. There's a health care purpose or plan for them. And they don't really, most of them don't really look and see what's going on for themselves. They take the word of the media, the liberal media, and the word of their preachers and politicians. It wasn't like that when I was growing up. Black Americans would look for themselves to see what's going on. But they don't do it anymore. And many of them are not aware as far as the number of aborted black babies in our country. And their politicians and preachers are not going to tell them, because they get a lot of money from the government and Planned Parenthood, and they get power. They're not going to give up the money and power for the soul of black Americans.
And, you know, I remember, sometime, it's been at least a year, maybe a year and a half, we had Kevin McGarry on our show, who gave us a lot of statistics on Planned Parenthood and their motivation and their determination to primarily abort black babies. And he said that, and I don't remember the figure, but I know it was in the 90s, roughly 90%, 93% of Planned Parenthood abortion clinics are in black neighborhoods. Do you remember that, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I noticed 70%, the last report I saw on it, 70% Planned Parenthood abortion mills are located in the inner city. The government pay for these abortions, and so it's really a way for Planned Parenthood to make a lot of money. And you have young girls as young as 12 and 13 who are having abortions many times, more than one at once at least. And it's just not talked about. We've tried to get the black churches to get involved with us to shut down and to educate and inform, and they won't do it because they say a woman has a right to her own body. Even the preachers are saying what, you know, the liberals are saying. And it's just absolutely wickedness. It's evil. And we're trying to warn black Americans that they are choosing evil over good. And this stuff is just going to be passed down from generation to generation to generation. It's not going to get better until they repent and take control of their lives.
Yeah, I'd hate to see them self-exterminate.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's exactly what's happening. Well,
that is exactly what's going to happen if this thing doesn't turn around.
Well,
and right now, in all honesty, and you know, I don't know what God has in store. Mm-hmm. I don't see it turning around anytime soon.
Well, and the thanks you get for spreading the word is a constant trail of protesters.
Yes.
I mean, they're like prairie dogs. I mean, they just pop up out of the hole everywhere you show up because. I saw you last in San Juan Capistrano at a tea party thing, and I mean it was a small conference. It wasn't widely publicized. It wasn't at a major hotel. And we look out the window, and oh my gosh, they've got Jesse Lee Peterson protesters outside. Unbelievable!
Boy, you have definitely made it, haven't you? You have your own protesters.
He has a quote-unquote following.
I know. They try to shut the truth down. That's what it is.
That's unbelievable.
Anyone who tells the truth, they're not afraid to tell the truth and deal with whatever happens. It's the worst thing that can happen for the liberals. They don't want any truth to get out there. That's why they try to shut down people like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. Anybody who tells the truth, the liberals go after you to stop you. They just want their word out there, and that's it.
So you really primarily focus on black conservatives. What would you say, the percentage of, I mean, is that percentage growing?
Well, I work with all people. We're trying to get men and women to turn to God and love what's right and do the right thing. We mm-hmm. have a home for young men. I have to say, there are even some black Republicans who are not Republicans in principles. They're just there because they believe that blacks should be a part of each party, both parties, but they have Democratic ideas. The reason that I'm there was because when God changed my heart, he changed my values, and I could no longer identify with the Democratic platform. And at the time, I didn't know any Republicans at all, but I read the platform of the party, and I can identify with that, and that's why I became a conservative Republican, because of my values. And so you do have, I would say about 10% or so, give or take, of black conservative Republicans, but there's not many. And the reason that is not because of the value thing, and also black people have been told so many times over and over again for years that the Republican Party is an organization of white men, racist white men who want to put them back in slavery. And because they resent white people, they believe that lie. They really believe it. A lot of black people do not trust white Americans at all, and there's nothing that you can do to get them to trust you. They got to overcome their own anger so they can see for themselves that it's a spiritual battle between good and evil, right versus wrong. It has nothing to do with the color of the person. And you're going to find some good people in all races and some bad in all races. But most black people don't trust white people at all.
So we have to take a quick commercial.
Yeah, real quick. And then
what happens when Elizabeth breathes in. When she breathes in, then I jump. See, that's my cue to interrupt.
My husband, I've got to stop taking breaths, because every time I take a breath, my husband interrupts me too.
See, I asked Dan, I go, how do I get a word in edgewise? He goes, oh, she breathes all the time. As soon as she breathes in. Throw Dan under the bus.
Hey, so when we come back, let's talk about the Bond organization.
Okay.
Yeah, because we want to make sure we get that in there. All right, all joking aside, we're going to thank businesses who built them themselves and work in them themselves without the government. They do use government roads. However, we won't give it that much credence. Bob obviously has great music for us. He's over there waiting to push the button. Look at him. All right, you're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialist in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square Building.
Jones's Fort, Reading's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Reading's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Reading area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find a gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
We're back. Hey, so, Jesse, you have L.A.'s most provocative radio show, correct?
I do.
All right. Tell us about that.
Nice.
Well, I'm on, thank you. I'm on Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 9 to noon Eastern Time. Heard around the world by everybody and their mama.
That's good. That's good.
And they can go to bondinfo.org, bondinfo.org for more information. And I have to tell you, it is something else. We're on a 50,000 watt channel, station down in Atlanta, Memphis, Tennessee. We're on two stations in Florida, Louisiana, and I believe New York and Alabama and then you can hear it live on the net, on the internet as well.
Nice. No wonder they stalk you. Oh, I get it. they're like, this guy's everywhere. We gotta get him. This isn't good. People are gonna find out stuff.
And real quick, I want to promote. I've got a copy of From Rage to Responsibility. But you've got another book, right?
I do. It's called Scam: How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, and I write about most things about what happened to black folks from 50 years ago until now, and how they're deliberately being kept down and kept angry by Jackson and Sharpton and Farrakhan and most of the black preachers who are not called by God but by their mama, and what it's going to take to wake these people up.
Is that the name of the next book? You need to be called by God, not your mama. I like that.
They can go to any bookstore. But if they want an autographed copy, they can go to bondinfo.org or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND.
All right.
That is fun. And if you want to listen to him, just go to any city you want and then just turn the radio on. And listen for some guy who's saying things making people mad.
Hey, man, they be talking about anger. The anger comes out of them.
Oh, yeah.
We see that too. It's absolutely amazing.
It's kind of sad, actually, because it's almost a tantrum kind of anger.
Yes.
You know, it isn't a truthful, you know, just an anger. It's like a tantrum.
Hey, definitely not a righteous anger, that's for sure.
Yeah, maybe that's the word I want. But it's so much better when you say it, though.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a question in the chat room, and somebody had said, Jesse, why haven't the black athletes, rap stars, et cetera, that have benefited from the free enterprise system have a stake in this, in reversing the problems in the black community?
Because they have a socialist mentality. Even though they're doing well, they're making money. Capitalism is working for them. It's that anger that they hold against white Americans, and they still feel entitled. They think that America owes them something. They support the government. They support other so-called black leaders like Barack Obama's others based on color rather than character. They're blind and can't see what's going on.
So even though, on the one hand, they are participating from the system that they tear down by electing these people. And you know, in the movie Runaway Slave, it does a really nice job of showing what's going on in the projects that have just deteriorated over time. It's how do people? I mean, you talk to a lot of people in the black community, and I'm sure that they take you to task on this. So what do you tell them? I mean, how do they not connect the dots on that?
You know, I tell them that, and the reason I can see what they are feeling is because God allows me to see it. But plus, I was there at one time myself. I used to be a liberal, a Democrat, and I was that way because I was angry, and I believed the lies that were told to me by the so-called authority figures. And so what I tell black people that they have to start questioning things.
Mm-hmm.
And white people are so racist. How is it that the blacks who are telling them this are doing very well in their lives? They live in nice communities. They have jobs. They're well educated. They are hanging out and doing what they want. But yet they tell other black people they can't make it because of racism. And once they start to question and you know, step back and take a look, then they can see how they're being deceived. That's what happened to me. I started to question, if white folks are against me, why are these black people doing so well?
Mm-hmm, there
and,
you go.
And that's when I realized it was the anger that I had that they were using against me and keeping me down deliberately with that anger. They got to overcome the anger so they can see the truth as to what's happening.
You know, when I heard you talk, you said that the biggest percentage of racism actually exists within the black community amongst themselves.
Yes. Most blacks are racist toward whites. Most blacks are racist toward black conservative Republicans. I was down at a family reunion in Alabama 2 weeks ago, and I was the MC of the event, and I asked, it was a funny joke, I'll make it short. Huckabee was in the same hotel that the Barber County Republican Party was hosting Mike Huckabee in Alabama at the same time I was there. And they had invited me to speak at Huckabee's event, but I couldn't because I was emceeing my family reunion, right? So I go into my family reunion. I say, hey, Huckabee is down the hall. I was invited down there, but I told him I couldn't do it because of the family reunion event. But I promised them that I'm going to register all of you as Republicans before we leave.
And how'd that work out?
And you should hear you should have heard the growling and telling me to move on. They were getting mad right away. And so I asked, how many Republicans do we have in here? And I was the only one that, you know, raised my hand on the issue. They already knew that I was anyway. But after the event was over, I had two or three of my cousins, of whom I had never met before. They came over and whispered to me that they were Republicans. But they said there was no way there was a racist in that crowd.
They were gutless Republicans. Even
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, even in front of family. Wow.
But the hostility that comes from blacks toward Republicans, you really have to have your feet on solid ground in order to deal with it. And then there's a jealousy and envy if you are a lighter color or a darker color. There's a lot of hatred and racism within the black community itself toward one another.
So that brings me to the obvious question. Obama's half black, half white. How do they really feel about him?
Obama denies, you never really hear him bring up his white part. It's mostly focused on his black side. And so they're in denial that Barack Obama is both.
Mm.
You rarely hear anybody mention that at all because they got this false notion that Obama is on their side and that Obama is trying to take away, by way of redistribution, that Obama is trying to help them. They're in denial about
and
that.
And how does Obama really feel about them?
About black people?
Yep.
Well, about the same way that's Sharpton and the rest of those guys do.
He is using them for his own personal gain. And I can give you examples of that. Obama just gave an amnesty to illegal alien children in this country, right? And those people are now registering to get permits, and they're going to be working. They're taking jobs away from blacks who are, you know, uneducated. They're also hurting them in the area of education, also with health care. You can go to the county facilities, and there are lines and lines of illegal aliens where the black citizens have to wait days before they can see a doctor. And so Obama doesn't care about them at all because he knows that as long as he can give them something free and keep them angry, they're going to stay on the plantation of the Democratic Party.
Jeez.
And I didn't know until I watched that movie. I guess there was some history that I either forgot or maybe was spun differently, but The whole idea that the KKK was started by the Democrats. I didn't know that.
Yeah, exactly. They were started by the Democrats. And the original reason for the KKK was to stop blacks and whites from forming a Republican Party, because there were a lot of black people who helped create the Republican Party, and they were in different positions. They were congressmen and other positions, and the KKK didn't like that. It wasn't really based on the color of the black people in the beginning. That just came later.
It was just a power thing.
Yes. But, you know, we tell black people about that. You know what they say? Well, that may be true, but those Democrats are now Republicans.
Oh, that was my next question. I was like, well, how does that get skipped over? Oh, I get it.
Okay. Yeah, so it's just denial, 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 denial. One denial after another one.
Wow. Hey, so I've got a question. So we know that political correctness has been a complete disaster.
Yes.
And I actually believe that it really keeps people from telling the truth.
It does.
So what's the correct term? Do we call you black or do we call you African-American? Because I heard someone speaking on the radio recently who said, don't say that I'm African-American because I didn't come from Africa.
Yep. Well, I'll have to say in my radio show and when I give speeches around the country, I am not an African-American. I don't have an Afro. I have an Amerifro.
I told you he was funny.
I remember that one.
There are no African drums beating in my chest. The American guitar is playing in my heart. As black as the Ace of Spades, but 100% American. I am an American.
Nice.
I thank God for it. I'm not mad at my country. I do not wish I was in Africa. I was born here. This is my land.
Okay, and I know you've got to go pretty quickly. We're hoping to keep you on for like another 7 or 8 minutes.
Yeah, we cheated on the commercial.
We did. We snuck that one right by you.
I had to go and do a church service this morning.
Oh, darn church service.
Tell us about BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. You've been doing that for 20-plus years?
Yeah, 22 years. 22 years. We've been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the men. We have a home for young men that we bring in from around the country. We show them how to overcome their anger, finish school, start businesses, get jobs, tutor and counsel with them. We urge them to get married before having children out of wedlock because kids need father and mother. We teach them to stop hating. Stop hating their father and mother for failing them. Stop hating themselves and stop hating white folks. And to treat people the way they would like to be treated. We've been around 22 years. We've had really, really good success. And I'm proud to tell you that we have not received one penny from the government.
Nice.
It's people helping us to help others, and the ones that we help, they help too. And it is the American way to do it.
Well, and that's the one thing that...
But do you have a road leading to the BOND organization? Because if you do, then you did not build it yourself.
I know, huh? Well, when I heard that we went and got rid of all the roads.
There you go.
Fly in.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, well, we're not going to need roads because we're all going to be living in little rabbit hutches by train stations.
I'm telling you.
I want to fly in on wings of angels.
It's amazing. I want people, again, to go to my website at bondinfo.org, bondinfo.org. I do want to say is that I'm begging Americans to wake up, wake up, wake up. God is giving us another chance come November to take back our country. If Barack Obama and Big Mama Michelle are reelected, it's over.
Step away from the microphone. Thank God she wasn't drinking coffee.
Okay, I'm back.
We can't call her Big Mama Michelle, but it was fun that you did.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And I call her Big Mama because she's trying to make us eat what she wants us to eat, feed our children what she wants them to have. And to a point, she's not just suggesting it.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting laws passed that will force schools and restaurants and all that to feed the children what she want them to have.
Yeah.
While she and her family are pigging out on ribs and tamales and chili dogs and just eating whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
And she's telling us what we can and cannot eat.
Yeah. And I like the fact that they're doing it in foreign countries for large sums of money. Hey, talk to us about the Tea Party in L.A. that you started. How's that working out?
South Central L.A. Tea Party, it is more than a notion. we are educating the blacks and Hispanics and others, but black and Hispanics, about what we're about. The Tea Party movement is about freedom. It's about individuality. It's about country. It's about constitution and low taxes. Because the folks have been told that it's about racism. Those old white people want to put blacks back and they hate the Hispanics, and it's just absolutely not true. And it's amazing, too. I have to honestly tell you, when they hear us talk about it, at first they're stunned that there is a South Central LA Tea Party. But once they hear the truth, they're like, wow, we thought it was something else. We were told this and that. So we're really trying to educate them. And after the summer is over, everybody back to work, we're going to hold some conferences at our office here in LA so that we can educate them even more. So we're going to get some of the Republican politicians to come in and talk to them about what the party is about and what we stand for. We got to educate these people. They've been miseducated.
Big time.
And how,
yeah.
And what, when you decided to do that, I mean, obviously you'd been running the bond organization for a long time. You've been in that type of thing. You're obviously busy. Why add a tea party to your mix, I guess?
Because I really love where the Tea Party is coming from, what they're about. And I think it's a movement that all of us can be a part of, never mind the color. But old and young and black and white, male and female and Hispanic, anybody can be a part of it because we are organizing to save America.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a lot of work, but God has blessed me in that I have a really good staff, and we get good volunteers to come in to help us out. And it's amazing what you can do when you're free on the inside and you just take one step at a time. You really can get a lot done and still have time left to do nothing.
So it's all about, at the end of the day, it seems like the thread through your whole message is to get rid of the anger.
Yes, mm-hmm. Because anger, especially the type of anger that a lot of folks have, when you judge yourself and you judge others, if resentment, it has set you apart from God, and you shall not have peace within yourself. But when you can forgive, you learn to speak up, but don't resent. You tell the truth. You don't let people take advantage of you, but don't resent. Then you have that inner peace that God promised us. And once you have that peace, there's nothing on earth that can stop you. And you also have energy that comes from within, and that's the energy of love that God gives to all of us who love him.
Well said.
Well, what more could we say on a Sunday morning amen?
Amen.
Come on,
and
follow along.
And go...
Yeah, that's right. Follow along.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I haven't had quite enough coffee yet. Hey, just wanted to encourage people to go to WeThePeopleRadio.us because everything that we've been talking about in the last 45 minutes and all of the websites, links to your radio show, your books, everything is there. So if you're listening and you forget what he said, go to WeThePeopleRadio.us. We will keep it on that webpage forever so you can click on the links and get right to everything you need to know about Jesse Lee Peterson.
And if we have the opportunity to kidnap Jesse Lee Peterson, he'll be coming to a town near you.
Absolutely.
I should have gotten the cards from those protesters.
I'm telling you.
Hey, thanks so much.
I have totally enjoyed speaking to you. Thank you for having me on. And just imagine, just in closing, if I still resented white people, you guys wouldn't be my friends today.
That's
right. Isn't
that
amazing?
That's right.
Well, exactly. And at the end of the day, I guess the thing is most people just are not looking at the world that way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, voting for a president because of what color they are, that's just not,
I mean,
there aren't that many people who are lacking in intelligence at that level.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that's right. Well, thank you so much, and God bless you,
and you
we have
as
to
well.
Do this again.
Great, thanks a lot. Thanks
Reverend,
for being on,
Reverend Peterson. You go have some amens for us, and keep us in your prayers, will you?
I will. Thank you very much. I will.
Have
thank
a great
you, sir.
One.
All right. Thank you, Reverend Peterson.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye now.
Okay, we are transitioning shortly after our commercial break, and we'll be coming back with our Kati Fokdorovich. We'll be talking about the Fed and stuff like that. So get on your thinking caps. You're here at KCNR 1460.
Tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
Well, I'm cooking up some ideas to straighten you out here on Sundays at KCNR 1460 AM from 10 AM to 12 noon.
Wait a minute. I can get that at home.
Well, you can, but it's more fun when everybody else is listening.
Why not listen and join in on the fun?
We entertain, inform, and just have a good old time.
Gosh, Rooney, am I in trouble?
You bet you are.
Be sure to listen Sundays from 10 to noon to Don and Judy here on 1460 AM KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought that piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? It's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
And I'm afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
If you are running your own business, items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
We're going to jump into our next guest just before the top of the hour.
And he's actually on the phone. We're not going to have to pull that Rush Limbaugh card after all. We're going to just blow him off.
Hey, Arcadi, how you doing in there?
Good morning. I'm doing fine.
Good to have you on board.
Yeah, same here. So we're going to talk about some serious stuff, but I will probably mix it with some humor.
Oh, we know you will. You always do.
We wouldn't call you if you didn't mix it with some humor. It's a prerequisite.
He fits right in on this show.
So, yeah, he does.
You can't be on the show unless you're funny.
Exactly. And if you can't be funny, at least give us some breaks so we can add some funny.
I got to tell you, though, Arcadi, you've got a hard act to follow.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, so for the people who don't know you and don't know you've been on here before, give people a little short bio on yourself.
My short bio, I was born in Ukraine, graduated with a master's degree in engineering from Kyiv National University of Technology and Design. Shortly after, was drafted in the Soviet Army. Less than a year, was sent to officer school, graduated as lieutenant. Then came out, worked for experimental design group in Ukraine, emigrated, and arrived in this wonderful country of ours in 79. Worked for Halliburton, Bechtel, was a senior engineer for Bechtel. But my first job in the United States, I was pumping gas at the gas station for $2.15 an hour because I didn't speak much English. And then I met my wonderful wife. I opened my own business in 82. Been self-employed for 28 years. Have three daughters, six grandchildren. I'm a planning commissioner of my city. And what else do you want to know about me?
I want to know why you guys call it Ukraine and we call it the Ukraine. That's what I want to know. Is it like
Ukraine?
The...
I don't know. Maybe my ignorance in English grammar.
It's like the highways. Like in Southern California, they call it the 5. But up here, we just call it...
Yeah, they
like
do.
I-5.
I-5, yeah. That's a little bit different.
Yeah, so see, people who come from like countries like that, they call it just, you know, the country. And we call it the something. I just think that's interesting.
Well,
yeah,
no,
I've got just pondering. I've got a question.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Well, Elizabeth's off her medication today. Hold on.
She's got to jump on the 44 in a moment.
Elizabeth's got to jump on the question here.
Hey, I've got a question for you. Can you quickly break down for folks the geography of the Soviet Union? Because my sister-in-law comes from Kazakhstan, which is not actually Russia, and there's a real heavy Asian influence on that continent. So can you kind of give us a little visual picture
of
how that...
Russia spreads, as you all know, from west to east, covers about 11 time zones. It's... has all kinds of different ethnicities and languages, but on the Eastern Europe, that's where I came from, there are several countries that kind of lined up from north to south. It's Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia, that's bordering Poland, and also countries like Sweden and other Scandinavian nations. Then you go down a little bit, and you have Bulgaria and Albania, and then Ukraine. Ukraine is a very large republic. It's about twice the size of France. And then you have Black Sea on the bottom. That's where the bottom of the Ukraine is, and also Russian territory. Going a little bit east, you will see Caucasus, and that's where famous Chechnya and Dagestan and Ossetia and Georgia are located. Kazakhstan a little bit to the farther east, Uzbekistan, those are Muslim countries. Then you go... a little bit farther out, and you bordering with Mongolia, and then you end up with the Sakhalin Islands and Kamchatka Peninsula, and that's where the geography lesson ends.
Okay.
Unless you want some more details.
Because I remember my sister-in-law telling me that in the summers her family would go to the Black Sea to vacation.
Yes, that's Black Sea was a very, very popular vacation spot. Black Sea is a subtropical climate, kind of humid, and it's The waters are very friendly. There is no sharks. The Black Sea is a very popular spot, even today. In fact, Sochi, where the Olympic Games would be held 2 years from now, Winter Olympic Games, are in the Black Sea. And it's, I remember vacationing there being a kid. So that's very, very good area to vacation if you have money.
Now, is there an Asian influence on part of the Russian, part of the Soviet Union continent?
Well, Asian influence are enormously big in Russia. In fact, Russia is not a European nor Asian nation. It's a hybrid.
Yeah.
And it started with the invasion of Genghis Khan in 1300s. And Genghis Khan spread over southern Russia from east to west, practically covering enormous territories. And because they were nomadic, not many written documents left from that era. So Genghis Khan came from the small, modest country called Mongolia, and they were Mongols. And the invasion superseded, as far as magnitude, Alexander the Great voyages before the birth of Christ. But it's basically put to a halt development of art and sciences, and Russia became kind of a country in the abyss because nothing was happening. The word slay, Slav, comes from the old Latin word slave, because all the people in the territories that were conquered by Mongols were paying a duty of 10% of their income. And we as Americans looking at 10% tax and saying, well, it's not so bad, isn't it? But at that time it was enormous. And that's, they ruled Russia with incredible cruelty, Asian cruelty, and they were very, very ruthless rulers for 300 years. When they were, Mongols were destroyed by Timur army, and then gradually the Russians became expansionist again. Ivan the Terrible invaded Chechnya. There was a lot of tumultuous times. And then Peter the Great came, who was also a very bloody ruler, but he at least realized that in order for the country to survive, it has to be modernized, and he broke the window into Europe. So that's where the influence of European culture and music and art started to come to Russia, with the science and with the technology and building of the Russian Navy and all, and industry. So you have a hybrid. The Russian character is has a dual, eternal duality of it, because on one hand you are kind of Asian, on the other hand you are somewhat European. But the European influence was always under very, very, very high during 18th, 19th centuries. The Russian court, it was very fashionable to speak French as a main language. Russian language wasn't considered the proper to address the nobility. They were basically snobs.
Hey, Arkady, on that note, stop it, snobs, because that's fun. We've got to take a quick 5-minute news break. We're going to come back, and we really are going to talk about the old Federal Reserve there. That's it. I knew it was on the tip of my tongue. We'll be right back with you. KCNR 1460 right. AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
More of We the People next at KCNR Shasta Redding. Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Stop the witch hunt against WikiLeaks. That message today from the website's founder, Julian Assange, outside Ecuador's embassy in London.
The United States must pledge before the world that it will not pursue journalists for shining a light on the secret crimes of the powerful.
Ecuador granting Assange political asylum, claiming Sweden's attempt to extradite him for questioning in a sexual misconduct case is a ruse to get him to the U.S. to face prosecution for posting classified documents online. Britain refuses to let Assange leave Ecuador's embassy. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta discussing insider attacks against coalition troops in a phone call today with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Three NATO troops killed today in a bombing in eastern Afghanistan. No word yet on their nationalities. As the new UN Special Envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, expresses concern about getting the Security Council to agree on what to do about Syria.
The most significant thing today is the first public appearance in more than a month by Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. He made his appearance in a mosque right near the presidential palace. He hasn't been seen since an explosion in Damascus claimed the lives of four of his chief aides, including his brother-in-law and his defense minister.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Gaziantep at Syria's border with Turkey, Assad's appearance on Syrian TV. Both President Obama and rival Mitt Romney attending church services today with their families as their campaign advisors argued about Medicare.
Either we're going to protect seniors or we're going to shift all the cost to seniors.
That's Deputy Obama campaign manager Stephanie Cutter on ABC's This Week. So is Romney senior advisor Kevin Madden.
What President Obama did actually weakens Medicare. It takes $700 billion out of it.
You're listening to Fox News Radio, Fair and Balanced.
Stay connected to Fox News Radio for your favorite talk show, newscasts, on the hour and half hour, and the podcasts that take you a step deeper inside of Fox News. For the most compelling and quotable reporting and analysis on the big political stories of the day, you won't want to miss the All-Star Panel from Special Report with Brett Baird. You can hear Brett and his panelists, including Charles Krauthammer, Juan Williams, A.B. Stoddard, Steve Hayes, and others, break down the politics of the day like no one else. Subscribe now by going to foxnewsradio.com and clicking on the podcast button for the All-Star Panel from Special Report. And check out other Fox News Radio podcasts, including The Early Scoop with Fox News Radio's entertainment reporter Sabrina Sabah, with the latest in the world of entertainment, including box office results, music, and movie releases, and the world of television. It's free. Go to foxnewsradio.com and look for the podcast button.
A New Jersey teen accused of trying to kill her family by setting fire to their home.
A 15-year-old girl in Clayton, New Jersey, charged with arson and attempted murder after a fire at her family's home. Six people, including that girl, are hurt. She has burned feet and is now in juvenile detention. Investigators say it looks like she set the fire with gasoline, that smoke alarms woke people up, with firefighters able to contain damage to the second floor of the single-family home. The suspect's not being named publicly because of her age. Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Thunderstorms dumping heavy rain in Dallas, trapping drivers in their cars. The weather also put a hold on mosquito spraying to stop a deadly outbreak of West Nile virus.
Instead of a lot of floodwater mosquitoes this summer, we have northern house mosquitoes, or Culex.
A type of mosquito likes to breed on stagnant water.
George Ballas with Clark Environmental says they carry the West Nile virus. Dr. Thomas Fleck with Rush University Medical Center says it grows faster inside the bugs when in high temperatures. And if you contract the virus,
the first things you tend to feel are a fever, and then you may get headache.
Ellis's company tries to control mosquitoes before they become adults by treating catch or storm basins.
But also using adult control, what they're using in Texas, to knock down populations when necessary.
Before last week, spraying in Dallas hadn't been done in some 45 years.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper sued in St. Petersburg Madonna for comments she made supporting gay rights.
The group of nine say that Madonna insulted them and their feelings when she performed in St. Petersburg earlier this month. The pop star spoke out against a city law adopted earlier this year that imposes fines for spreading homosexual propaganda. Madonna called the law a ridiculous atrocity.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher in Moscow, topping the weekend box office, The Expendables 2. It debuted at number one with $28.8 million. I'm Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
We're back. Welcome to We the People Radio. You're joining Elizabeth, Aaron, and Bob, and I think we're going to cut straight to a fire update, correct, Bob?
Yes, Elizabeth, thank you. There are some developments that occurred overnight and this morning with the ongoing fires in the North State, and one in particular that is of concern to our local listeners. The growing fire has now scorched 7,000 acres in eastern Shasta County, forcing residents to evacuate from Shingletown and Manton and causing law enforcement to shut down Highway 44. Witnesses say the Ponderosa fire, which was initially reported near Battle Creek, about 2 miles from Manton in Tehama County, around 11 o'clock yesterday morning, exploded as it raced northeast, producing a ballooning cloud of smoke as the fire sped across forest land and homesteads. Now, late last night, reportedly, the blaze had destroyed four structures. Fire investigators have not yet issued a cause for the fire. Highway 44 was closed between the Viola and Lake McCumber areas. One report said the fire started in a canyon between the town and Highway 36. Highway 44 remains shut down at last report. And we'll have additional details as they become available. The PG&E turned off power lines leading to Mineral, by the way, supplying around 1,000 customers with power. They did that around 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. So we'll keep an eye on the Ponderosa fire and others. There are 16 fires that started around the North State yesterday. And
lightning, right?
Majority of them were lightning caused, yes. Again, we'll get back to our guest now in the regular programming here on We the People, but we are keeping an eye on the situation. So, Elizabeth and Aaron, thank you.
Thank you, Bob. We should have Bill doing that out there. He's not doing anything. We've had him gas up the car and do some other stuff. Let's get him on the fire.
You've already got 1 foot out the door, don't you? You've got somewhere you need to be right at 10 o'clock.
No, I can't be there at 10 o'clock. It's an hour and a half away.
But you've got to leave at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I have to leave after, of course.
Well, we like having you hang out here for an hour or so.
No, we like loitering after the show, but it ain't happening today.
All right.
Hey, that's funny. All right, Arcadi, are you still in there? Hello?
Arcadi?
That's a no. Did we delete him? No, not delete. What is it called? Drop him. Sorry, I have to get my radio talk.
Let's try it now.
Oh, there he is. He was trapped. He was trapped.
Well, I was trapped?
Yeah, you were trapped in the world between here and there, the one where we can't hear you.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
And I didn't have anything on my phone. It was just a static.
Oh, that's always nice. We were giving an update on the fire. We had a big fire up here.
He was trapped in the casing in our phone system.
Through the miracle of technology. Okay, so now that we have thoroughly, enshrined you as an expert in Russian geography and other stuff, how about let's skip over to the Federal Reserve, because you do quite a bit of speaking about that, and obviously when you came to this country, you were as good a student of this country as you were of your home country.
Trying to.
So you've got, you got 45 minutes. Go ahead and dismantle the Federal Reserve for us.
45 minutes. Okay. Well,
we'll be taking a few breaks, just because we know you can't use up all the time.
Okay. Federal Reserve is the most, to me, is the most fascinating organization because of its history, its inception, and how it's all started in this country. And I truly believe, after researching this subject since 1998 as a hobby, I believe that all our problems, and I underlined all of them, stem from this organization. Not only because we gave away the constitutional right of issuing legal tender, which is money, to a private banking cabal, But because it's an organization that was created under deceit, and actually the greatest, I would say, one of the greatest frauds were committed in 1913 and before. Let me go a little bit back, and I will tell you that last year in the French city of Livry, where the Chamber of Measures and Weights of France is situated, there is a little glass dome under which is the metal cylinder that an exact replica of the measure of mass we call kilo or kilogram. And about a year ago, the entire community of measures and weights came into a frenzy because the weight of that man-made object is measured every day, and then they realized that the object lost some weight. Several atoms left the body, and therefore it's no longer representation of an exact measure of mass. So that, after I read about it, the New York Star, the newspaper, point a very interesting question. What will happen if we'll float the kilo? And it's brought some memories from my childhood. My childhood friend's mother was working at the grocery store, and someday when we were there late, and he showed me a scale. You have that, the grocery store scale, you have a metal shelf, and then you have a dial. But underneath of that shelf was a big magnet attached to the shelf underneath. What I realized that every time a customer buying a kilo of meat or a pound of meat or any kind of quantity that's measured by weight, he receives that kilo minus the weight of that magnet. And that's pretty much how the Federal Reserve is stealing our property. So let's go back in history a little bit, and I will briefly go through money and banking. Banks in the past were actually warehouses. They were contained coins, gold and silver coins, or any object of value that the depositor would place in the vault. Usually those bankers were also goldsmiths, because goldsmiths had the best safes. And that's how it started. It was not different from the grain elevator. The grain elevator contained grain that you deposit for a time being, and then coins are deposited in the vaults, and you received a piece of paper from the goldsmith that we called a deposit receipt. It's like you deposited the chair in the warehouse. You know that your coins are safe, and you were paying a nominal fee for storage to the banker or to the goldsmith. Then the goldsmith realized that only 10-20% of people are withdrawing their money, and they could do something with this money, even though it wasn't legal until 1640 because of the Peel's Act that bankers decided that when you deposit the money in the bank, the money is not yours. It's basically a bank's reserve, and they can lend it out. But in those days, in the good old days, the days of the ancient people in Christ and money changers by the walls of the David's Temple, the monies were yours. But what happened was that they said, okay, if we have, let's say, 100 coins in the vault, and only 20% can be withdrawn in any given year, which means that 80% we can lend out and make money on the interest. In those years, they called it rent. You rent somebody else's money without that somebody else's knowledge to a third party and collect interest. That sums up pretty much the operations of Federal Reserve, because the banks always try to inflate their deposit receipts. They're trying to inflate money that's not theirs, and they're making about 100% or more in interest as a result. So eventually, the Rothschild House came into being, and they devised, they were ingenious people, Rothschilds, the father and the sons, and they devised the international system of banking. In other words, it was cumbersome to deliver gold in coins or carry it, so they would have that receipt, that you can have that deposit receipt, and you will go to one of the Rothschild banks in Europe, and you will be able to withdraw the money in specie, so meaning the money in gold and silver. So the ability to inflate the deposits, we called a fractured reserve banking. Fractured reserve banking, because when you bank 100% reserve, it means that you deposit 100 coins, they're there, and you withdraw 100 coins. Nothing wrong with that system. Something happened. The mischief of money is happening when the banks are allowed to lend money, and that's where the ability or desire to inflate comes from. And the Federal Reserve was created because Rothschild said that you give me control of the nation's money and I don't care who writes the laws. So there's five reasons. And by the way, mind you, our Federal Reserve system is not the first central bank that we had in this country. In this country, Federal Reserve is the bank number four. And the first central bank were chartered in 1781, and it's called Bank of North America, for 20 years charter. And that charter expired, and the Congress granted another charter to a second bank in 1791. Then it's ended in 1811. The third bank, the most famous bank, is the bank that was headed by the Nicholas Biddle, and from the history lessons you remember probably the Biddle War, between Nicholas Biddle and the Andrew Jackson, who was our president. I admired that guy immensely for his guts. And Biddle lost. And Biddle said that to the president that if you will destroy the central bank, I will destroy this country. They didn't have any quibbles of destruction of the nation, but it didn't happen. They suffocated the central bank by cutting off the funding and precluding central bankers create money. And this institution we call Federal Reserve System today was organized under cloud of secrecy because they knew that what they were doing was unconstitutional and criminal. But let me mention who are those people who are the heroes that quote unquote that created our Federal Reserve System that we have today.
Okay, hold that thought. We have to take a swift commercial break, or we'll have to have them all at once, in which case it's just too long. We're going to come right back. You're listening to We the People Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. If
your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California,
I'm too busy reading about the demise of California.
Come on, you're not singing with me.
We're back with We the People Radio.
And only I was singing.
I know, I'm sorry. I was reading the internet and the demise of the state of California.
But we already knew that. That's why we're playing the song. Tell them where all the money is.
Well, it's hard to say because there isn't any.
Yeah, but see, okay, she had an article up about the tax revenues, sales tax revenue being down
33.5%.
Yeah, imagine that. And then
shocking.
During the news, I was reading about the state Parks and Recreation Department. Apparently, they routinely search for ways to spend extra money each June, despite the facing threat of park closures and foregoing upkeep.
Yeah,
that explains some things.
Anybody who thinks that those in bureaucracies and government care about you, think again.
Well, nobody's everybody, but you know what
I know,
I'm saying.
But you know.
In this particular case, unfortunately, it proves the rule.
So, welcome back to
What's
our
What's the
potty.
Old saying, power corrupts?
Well, and all those nice people at the, you know, that are working at the park or whatever, and they've got to face the public every day, and everybody looks at them like, yeah, it was you. They're like, no, I was just here taking tickets, telling you about the history.
Yeah.
That's like blaming the guy behind the counter at AMPM for the BP oil spill.
I bet they did blame him, though.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
I'm sure they did. That's horrible. Yeah, so anyway. So we've discovered that the gold is not in our pockets, and actually, well, there is gold. I was going to say there is no gold, but there is gold. It just isn't doing what it used to. Arcadi,
well,
come back.
Yes,
we've got five or something minutes. You're going to tell us about some good guys. Talk to us about good guys.
Yes, the good guys. Who the guys were and why they did what they did. They committed a fraud, and basically, what they tried to do in 1900s. We had a flourishing banking industry and 52% of non-charter banks, meaning that the banks that were not chartered by government, they were mom-and-pop small banks, they provided excellent service to businesses, and the private individuals, and they took 72% of the banking business. It didn't sit well with the big boys like J.P. Morgan and the Rockefellers and others. And then they wanted to create a central bank and model it after the German central bank, because that would give them an incredible control and an incredible, unbelievable profits. But major reason for central bank creation in the United States is the control. It's the control and power. Here's five reasons. Number one, stop the growing competition. Obtain the franchise to create money out of nothing for the purpose of lending. Number three, get control of reserves of all banks. Number four, get the taxpayer to pick up the cartel's inevitable losses. And number five, convince the Congress that the purpose was to protect the public. That's for five reasons, and they concocted those in the island in Georgia called Jekyll Island, and it's a famous meeting of this seven crooks at Jekyll Island in 1910 for the purpose of creating this conspiracy to create a central bank and to defraud American people and basically take our government under their ironclad control. Who those people are, and I would like you to pay attention to that right from the get-go. The central federal government of our country and the bankers were in cahoots from the beginning. Now, the Magnificent Seven, as I call them, who were in control of our banks, let me tell you who they are. They were Nelson Aldrich. Nelson Aldrich was a senior senator, majority whip, was a Republican, believe it or not. And you have Abram Fiat Andrew, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. They're the people that met at Jekyll Island. Frank Vanderlip, President, National Citibank of New York. Henry Davidson, Senior Partner of J.P. Morgan & Company. Charles Norton, President, First National Bank of New York. And my favorite, Benjamin Strong, Lieutenant of J.P. Morgan, because he was the first conductor of the orchestra. He was the first board head of the newly created Federal Reserve, and he was personally conducting the music of our Great Depression. Paul Warburg of Kuhn, Loeb & Company, who was a German and was brought from Germany because of his expertise in central banking. They met at Jekyll Island as an exclusive club belonging to J.P. Morgan interests. They were meeting in total secrecy. The entire service crew was changed with new people. They were only addressed by the first name. And the official reason for them being there was a hunting expedition. So the hunting was behind closed doors, and they concocted those five reasons, and they concocted the way to create the central bank and fool the Congress and the American people. Now, what exactly did they do? First of all, Nelson Aldrich, who was an incredibly bad man, even though he was a Republican, he is the one who wrote the verbiage of the 17th Amendment, by the way. But I will get back to the 17th Amendment of the Constitution. But he and others concocted this scenario that they will have a bill in the Senate and the Congress called the Aldrich Bill. The Aldrich Bill would be portrayed as a banker's bill. And because the public didn't like the bankers and didn't trust them for very good reasons, they created another bill that was exactly the same as the Aldrich bill, but they called it an anti-banking bill. And because our representatives at that time didn't read our laws or propositions or legislative proposals like they don't do it today, they were easily fooled, and the public, because the newspapers were bought and paid for, created articles telling how bad the Aldrich bill was and how good the other one was. So the other one passed and signed into law by one of the worst, I would say not one, just the worst piece of human excrement that ever occupied the White House was
Did you just say human excrement?
In 23rd of December of 1913. Now, the reason I called Woodrow Wilson a worst piece of human excrement is because
that's
he
the
S-word
for those of you without an accent.
Because Woodrow Wilson did a few things. And Woodrow Wilson was an academician. He was a professor of Princeton. He was anti-constitutionalist, because if you read his book called, the title escapes me, but you can find him. You will read the book and you will see what kind of a disdain that man had for our Constitution. Woodrow Wilson also had his hand bloodied because he got us into the World War One, as a result of Lusitania sinking, where he knew that Lusitania was about to be sunk and did nothing. And that's how we got into World War One, because the newly created bank needed profits. And how else they could maximize their profits by financing the war machine. So Woodrow Wilson was a very bigoted man, didn't like blacks. He separated our every department, segregated people in every government department and armed forces. And we're not talking about distant past. We're talking about 100 years back. So Woodrow Wilson also had a stroke not soon enough at this the second term, and he failed to inform his vice president that he is incapacitated, and the country was under the tutelage of his wife and a crony called Edward Mandel House, who was Woodrow Wilson's puppeteer. So he was a very bad guy, and he did a enormous damage to our country. In fact, he admitted in 1919, before he died, that I am a sad man today because I certainly destroyed my country. But it was a little bit too late, 6 years too late, admitting that he made a major blunder, but he was making blunders all his life. So the bank came into existence. So now I need to tell you what exactly they do that made me and making me so angry, and how this little box of pollutant sprockets really work. Are we up for commercial, or I can continue?
You are reading my mind. Are you?
Okay.
You get the channeling award today. All right, we'll be right back with you in 2 minutes. You're listening to We the People Radio at KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find a gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have 4 full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
The zombies?
No,
is it about zombies?
No, it's the Federal Reserve. It's all sorts of stuff. It's the them that we talk about.
The zombies.
I told Bob, I'm like, I love them. Not them, but them, you know. Such a good song for everything.
If you're asking about the singer, it's Carly Simon.
That was Carly Simon?
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember that from junior high.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Wow. Now everyone knows I'm 50 years old. Like, I care.
You're a kid.
Well, I act like one sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. So we're back. So we thought them would be a good song for, you know, Federal Reserve chat and bank chat.
Yeah. So, amazingly enough, when you learn about Federal Reserve, and the more I learn about it, it's a very simple type of fraud that is committed and legalized by our government, i.e. Congress. And the interesting things about our...
Hey, your phone's ringing.
Yeah, that's my wife. I was trying to use her to get back to you because I thought that I was disconnected when I was trapped in this.
When you were trapped in the other place by them? Yes.
Yes, yes. So, the banking system is not that complicated. They're trying to make it complex, and especially in the schools where professors draw this big fancy charts and stuff. But when you start to sift through that, fraud is very simple. And how they do it is mind-boggling because it's legalized. And let me go back to 1913, because 1913 was a very bad year for our nation. What the crooks did, they somehow were able to push 2 constitutional amendments. Now, one was done in February, and one was done in March of 1913, and it's not the coincidence that it did with amended the Constitution at that time, because without those 2 amendments, the Federal Reserve Act wouldn't be possible. We're talking about 16th Amendment that was ratified under very, very cloudy circumstances. A lot of states didn't ratify it. But still, if you ask anybody who works for IRS, they will tell you that the reason they can legally collect taxes from the earnings
of the individual is because of the 16th Amendment. I took the time and I went to congressional archives and I read debates on the floor regarding 16th Amendment, and there is nothing of the sort was discussed. What the gentlemen and ladies, they were not ladies at that time, these guys were discussing, is the capital gain on the profit of the stock in individual hands. So at that time, they established that it's constitutional to tax capital gain on the stock. That's all. Nothing to do with personal income taxes. They never came into play on the floor of the Senate. And yet, Nelson Aldrich wrote the verbiage of the 16th Amendment, and there is three words from any and all sources, which was a fraud, and that's how they got around it. So that's, you see, when you tax an individual income, God gave us a limited time on this earth. And when the government, and you, by the way, you paid by the hour or by weekly or monthly, whatever, when the government takes part of that money that you exchange your part of your life for, they indeed take part of your life. That's what we call servitude. And that's why founding fathers were not even considering personal income taxes, and the income for the government was derived from different sources. And the only legal taxes in this country are imposed excise taxes and fee that import-export fees that are charged by the government. But let me tell you how the government was founded in the beginning. They did print money. They called greenbacks, and greenbacks were redeemable in specie, meaning that you could take the greenback to the bank and withdraw gold and silver coins. They were printing money. One of the biggest proponents of the printing of paper money was Benjamin Franklin. And printing money, meaning that they were got away from money that were printed by the Central Bank of England at that time. And it was called representation without taxation. What they did when the government were in control of printing money, they would land it to businesses and individuals and charge nominal interest. I think at that time they charged 5%. And that's what funded our government. Not the way they turned it around in 1913. Now, in 1913, they did another thing they called 17th Amendment. And 17th Amendment basically pulled the teeth out of the power of the states, because before, the senators were appointed by their state legislature. And they were sent to Washington to represent the state. 17th Amendment changed that. And after 1913, the senators were elected by the public of the state.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in my opinion, was the end of our representative republic, and we just sunk ourselves into populist democracy that eventually basically becoming a tyranny. So the way they did this, because let's say if they wouldn't do 17th Amendment, 17th Amendment was the most damaging, because of 17th Amendment they could pull through the Federal Reserve Act. Because let's say if Mrs. Brewer of Arizona, a lady that I really adore, would call Johnny McCain and say, "Hey, Johnny, I don't want that legislation to be passed, and I would like you to vote against it." And if John McCain would tell Mrs. Brewer, "I'm going to vote my conscience," he will be packing the bags next day. That's how simply the senator could be replaced by the state legislature before 1913. Everything has changed because of those two amendments, and the result, in December of 23rd, the Federal Reserve Act became law. So let me tell you how this system works in comparison with the system that we had in time of Benjamin Franklin.
Okay, how about we do this? How about we see what
how
sort
about?
Of musical interlude Bob has in store for us? We do that actually at the at the proper time. Ooh, it's one of my favorites.
Oh, I love this
Pink
song.
Floyd. Okay, I like Pink Floyd, so. Dark Side of the Moon, coming right at Woo-hoo. You here from KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
I love this song.
Sing along. No, no, at the right time.
Oh. I'm going to put my ears back on.
She takes her headphones off and starts singing. What the heck? Bob turned his microphone off.
Mommy, get away. Get a good job with your pain. You're okay. Money, it's a gas.
If your tax advisor tells you your legal deductions are red flags, it's time for North State Consultants in Reading. Our team specializes in reducing your tax liability using IRS policies and administrative law. As the most aggressive and qualified tax preparation and audit litigation specialists in the business, we offer tax and trust assistance with audits, late filings, overdue taxes, and more. For more information, visit our website at northstateconsultants.com.
Missing in America Veterans Recovery Program, MIAP, conducts funeral escort services in the western states for veterans and their dependents free of charge. When requested by the family, MIAP will take them and their loved one on the final journey to rest in peace. Our thoughts and prayers go with the family and their grief, and we can help make this a safe and legal transport at no cost. Contact MIAP at 530-226-9900. That's 530-226-9900.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on it.
No, no, no. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good.
It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I notice you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Late last night, I had a crazy dream. I met a man who invented a money machine. He said, I know things are tight and times are tough, but he'd give me the machine if I give you up. I just looked him in the eye and I said, no thanks, honey, you look better than money in the bank.
That's awesome. Who was it?
Yeah, who is that?
That's John Anderson of Seminole Wind fame.
Really?
Really.
That's a good one.
Another shocker.
Bob was on a quest for Federal Reserve music.
And he pulled it off beautifully.
Exactly. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ladies.
All right. You are welcome.
All right, we have just slightly over 10 minutes left in We the People this week. I don't know what we're doing next week because my calendar's out.
In the car?
No, it's out there on that desk. I can see it from
here.
In another land.
Land far, far away.
So, Mr. Arkady Fakhtorovich, we thank you for coming on the program. And we thought we'll do that now. See, we'll do that now so when we run out of time, we can just say bye.
Okay, let me gallop through, but let me explain how this Federal Reserve works. Let's say, by the way, in order for somebody to understand the system of our money today, which I consider this totally absurd, but that's the way they do it. And the system is working because there is a partnership
between the private banking cartel and our Congress. And don't let any congressman or senator to fool you that they are for the fiscal responsibility, because they are like drunken pigs. They are addicted to money and power. And the private banking cartel provides money at the whims of Congress. So how they do it? Let's say Congress needs $1 billion today. So what they do, they draw fancy pieces of papers with some ornaments in the perimeter, with some fancy signatures and stamps, and they call it a bond. The bond itself is a worthless piece of paper. See, in order for me to tell you, Elizabeth, that you owe me $10, I need to create a liability on another side for you to owe me those $10. Otherwise, you will roll your eyes and never call me back.
So, you know me so well.
So how we do that? So let's say we have this $1 billion worth of worthless paper called the bond. How we create the money out of that? So we card that pile of paper to a bond dealer, let's say the biggest, Goldman Sachs, and we say, hey, Goldman, sell these bonds. Usually Goldman will not be able to sell bonds. They sell maybe a portion of it or not at all, but it doesn't matter. Then they card this same bond to a Federal Reserve, and Federal Reserve all of a sudden see this worthless paper as an asset. And the reason they see it as an asset, because the government is borrowing it, and because the government has the power to tax, they see it as an asset. And they make an electronic entry in the computer. By the way, the absurdity of this thing is that both parties of the transaction on either side of the bar don't have any money, period. If you and I would do this, we will go to jail for a lifetime. But because Congress needs money, it's legal. So the Congress wants $1 billion. The Treasury Department issued those worthless bonds. The Federal Reserve seeing it as a money, and they make an entry into a government account of $1 billion. Voila. Now, the billions of dollars is borrowed by the United States government. And then this entry becomes a government deposit. Then the government start paying whatever they have to pay, and the money goes into commercial banks, and they becoming commercial deposits. There's because of the reserve ratio, let me quickly tell you, there's three tricks that the Federal Reserve has in their disposal. It's a discount window. That's what they do when the bank, Federal Reserve Bank clients or prime banks needs cash. They give them money like an electronic entry, nothing of value at the discount. That's a discount window. The second one is the reserve ratio that most of us are familiar with, where the bank's supposed to hold 10% of assets in their reserves. They don't, but it's like a smokescreen. And then the most lucrative is sale and purchase of assets on the open market. Now, let me concentrate on the reserve ratio. Let's say if reserve ratio is 1 to 10, when the federal government borrowed $1 billion and $1 billion start to trickle to the federal, through the Federal Reserve into commercial banks, the banks, commercial banks, are also one to inflate. And they inflate it at the same rate. To make the long story short, in 28 days, that billion of dollars that's went into government becoming 1 to 10. It becomes $10 billion that's flooding the market. What it does, it deflates our currency. It makes it less worthy of anything. And what it does, that gives the Federal Reserve a privilege of charging interest on every unit of currency in our nation. That's what we call usury. Some people confuse usury with excess of interest. It's not true.
usury when you charge interest on something that doesn't belong to you.
Mm-hmm.
When the banker creates money out of thin air with a stroke of pen and charges you interest in infinity, that's as usurious as you can get. And they reaped an incredible profit, but it's not profits. They're not interested in profits. They interest in money as a control of us, people. And that's how it's done, actually. In order to create a dollar, one has to borrow it. And that's how pathetic it is. So when people in Washington standing with the straight faces and tell us that they would like to reduce our dependency and would like to get rid of our debt, they're kidding themselves and they're kidding us. Because if, with the magic wand, the federal debt, total debt that God knows how many trillions of dollars will disappear, we will not have a single unit of currency because every current unit of currency belongs to the Federal Reserve. It goes back into the vault of Federal Reserve. There will not be any money in circulation. That's how bad the situation is. And that's pretty much the whole story. The Wizard of Oz is basically a very ugly old man behind the curtain who's pulling the strings. And now, since I have very little time, let me tell you how we can break away and be free. What we have to do and what Andrew Jackson did with the bank number three. Number one, we have to repeal the legal tender laws. Freeze the present supply of Federal Reserve notes, and it's doable. Define real dollar in terms of precious metal contents because our system was based on silver standard, not the gold standard. It's a misnomer. The gold standard was a backup standard. Establish gold as auxiliary monetary service. Reserve. Restore free coinage at the U.S. Mint. Pay off national debt with Federal Reserve notes because they're becoming very cheap. Pledge the government's hoard of gold and silver. So, in other words, we have to assess how much, if any, gold or silver we have in Fort Knox or any other storage facilities by the government, if the government didn't steal it already. and that's how we will determine
what kind of backing
we have in gold or silver. And then determine the number of all Federal Reserve notes, retire Federal Reserve notes, convert all contracts based on Federal Reserve notes, issue silver certificates, abolish the Federal Reserve system, introduce free banking, and reduce the size and scope of government. But from myself, I can tell you that in order for us to break free, we have to get ourselves out of the United Nations and get the United Nations out of our country. That's pretty much it. I hope I had a stopwatch on that?
That was like an Olympic. That was like an Olympic record right there.
You're getting really good at this,
and you even stuck your dismount. That was fantastic because we still have a minute.
Yeah,
we have a minute and a half
and
left to just waste,
so we can keep saying thank you over and over.
Oh, thank you! And by the way, if you have any questions or if I have time, I'll be happy to entertain. Because I was galloping my horse to get all this thing in, and I even didn't dismount yet.
You know, it just takes too much time. You might as well stay on it. You probably have to run and give the message again. You know, all this stuff, I mean, at the end of the day, we had somebody yesterday at an event we did, and she said, well, you know, it just doesn't matter, you know, if people vote in November, it doesn't matter who gets elected, and it's...
Yeah, it does.
It's like, you know, after all the things we've talked about this morning, I hope at the very, very least... This screams out to people, you know, make some calls, do something about getting people to the polls in November, because it is going to make a difference.
Yes, and I would like to remind people that it was done by Andrew Jackson. It was done, and it was simple, and as long as we have a clear understanding what needs to be done, because we the people have to do it.
Absolutely.
And,
In order for us to restore this nation, we have to abolish 16th, 17th Amendment and Federal Reserve Act. And then we'll have a greatest country the way it used to be.
Thank you, Arcadi.
Thank you.
Have a great one. Thanks for listening,
thank
folks.
You.
Stay cool down there in Los Banos. See you next week, guys.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. Assange speaks. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange taking aim at the U.S. from Ecuador's embassy in London. Fox News Radio's Jill Nato live with the latest.
I asked President Obama to do the right thing.
Jane, Julian Assange speaking from the balcony of the embassy.
The United States must renounce its witch hunt against WikiLeaks.
It was the 41-year-old Australian's first public appearance since he took refuge at the embassy 2 months ago. And even though Assange is calling the U.S. to back down, White House officials have said his case is with the British, the Swedes, and Ecuador, not the U.S. Swedish authorities want him in relation to some alleged sexual assaults. The British are ready to ship him to Sweden if he makes a move outside. Jane? Thanks, Jill. The Taliban claims it has infiltrated Afghanistan's security forces. During a phone call today, Defense Secretary Leon Panetta talking to Afghan President Hamid Karzai.